The Michigan Division of the American Association of University Women held its organizational meeting on February 24th, 1922 in Detroit. The state had 10 branches, totaling 700 members. And they include the branch in Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area. Joining us today to talk about the AAUW, and it's a marvelous organization helping out women with scholarships and so much more. We welcome in Kathleen Kubis. She's the book sale chair. This book sale is renowned. How many years in the making?
This is number 67.
And how much money has been generated in those 66 years?
We have earned and given away, which is even more important, $750,000.
Wow. And where does that go?
It goes to Eastern Michigan, Washtenaw Community College, Center for Education of Women, and then to the national organization, which supports grad students and PhD women students.
And those organizations then give out these scholarships
to women?
That's
correct. They give out the money, yep.
And the goal is to foster education for them?
Support women's education, because so many women have other obligations. They're single parents, they're taking care of family, and they just can't get the money that other students can get.
Also with us is Monica Goba, and she is the incoming president of the American Association of University Women, the Ann Arbor chapter here, president-elect. Nice to have you back with us.
Nice to be here, Lucy. Good morning.
Tell me about the organization and what this is like to be driving this kind of initiative.
Absolutely. No, it's a fantastic organization. And it's a group of talented women who give their time. You can participate on a national level. You can participate at a state level. And then you can also participate at a local level, which is our Ann Arbor branch.
Most of us know about it because of the book sale every year, but a lot more goes on. Give us an idea.
Oh, yes. As a member, we offer opportunities with various interest groups. So we have 29 different interest groups, and that comes about for individuals to, learn about or continue their passions in whether it's gardening, whether it's Great Decisions, which is a group of women who come together and talk about politics. And it's based on a PBS show, which airs every so often. So we continue those as hobbies. There's golf, there's eclectic gourmand. So if you're a foodie, there's really something for every woman who is involved.
You know, and the most amazing thing I have found about the women who are part of this group is that they are so involved in their community. We have people who are in the Farm and Garden Association, who are in the Washtenaw County Historical, who work at the Northside Food Bank. They do League of Women Voters Treasurer. I mean, it's just an amazingly active group of women.
And the name University Women is for anyone who is university educated?
Anyone who has an associate degree or more.
Okay. And I see also on your Facebook page, it says that the Ann Arbor branch was founded in
1902.
So you go back further than 100. The state chapter?
Yes. Yes. So
we Isn't are that amazing?
Yes.
117 years.
Wow.
We are one of the strongest local branches in Michigan. It's a great participation that we get here in the Ann Arbor area. And it's really lovely to bring all of these women together. And, you know, we get involved with the Digital Divas. So some of the fundraisers that we do support the Digital Divas, which is out of Eastern Michigan. We have
that Girls Power group that that mentors high school girls to try to get them to finish high school and then go on to education. So we give money to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we partner with the University of Michigan, Washtenaw Community College, Eastern Michigan, it's really to, support our female students. And the wonderful thing about the Digital Divas is that it goes from middle school to high school. And with the actual AAUW, we offer, young female students the opportunity to become e-members. And every so often, we will also sponsor them upon graduation with a gift of membership to continue their involvement.
Starting them out young.
Yes, absolutely.
And giving them that sense that they can make a difference in their community, too.
Oh, most definitely. We, you know, the lovely thing about this organization is that we help to produce leaders. So we give them the opportunity for that education and that experience to just go out there and, you know, become politicians, to become CEOs of corporations or their own business. So it's really fantastic.
We have a great example of that coming out. We're going to be talking with a young person. In fact, she's in the fifth grade in just a moment here, who has started her own business. We're talking with Monica Goba, and she is the president-elect of the AAUW, Kathleen Kubas, who is the book sale chair. The youth book sale is coming up September 6th through the 8th with the proceeds supporting scholarships for women. It'll be at Washtenaw Community College in the Morris Lawrence Building. Give everyone an idea, Kathleen, of how massive this sale is.
This is incredible. We have packed up over the summer 650 boxes of books and 150 trays of fiction paperback books. Last year, our gross sales was over $30,000 in the 3 days. But one of the things I wanted to mention, I hope you don't mind, is the incredible community support we have for the book sale. Ann Arbor Parks and Recreation allows us to rent the ice arena at Vet Park for our donation site. The Washtenaw Economic Club gives us a break on the rental of the Washtenaw Community College Morris Lawrence Building. The U of M rugby team helps us.
How
Gabriel
so?
Richard track team.
Oh,
Concordia
really?
College basketball team. Celine National Honor Society. We've had volunteers. And then our membership, which tends to be on the retired side, mm-hmm. we had over 100 ladies give time this summer to take care of all these books.
That's amazing. And tell me what the students are doing to help you.
Mostly, it's the physical schlepping.
Exactly.
You know, we need their strong bodies. You know, we're not as young as we once were. But they just come and they just work their little buns off. It's amazing.
Where do all these books come from?
The community. People give us their books. Whether they're downsizing, whether they love to read and they want to share the books. And we even give books away during the summer. The Clinton Tecumseh Library is supported by their book sale through the course of the year. So when we have things that we could sell, but we have no more room for them, we give it to them. So we gave them 46 boxes of books.
Oh my goodness.
This wow. summer to support them so they can keep the library open.
Kathleen, will you have sold every single book by the time this ends on Sunday, September 8th?
Not exactly, but here's the good thing. At 1 o'clock on Sunday, we allow nonprofits to come, sign in, and they can take any book that they think they can use for free.
That's wonderful. And it's also grocery bag day on Sunday, September 8th. Fill
right.
a grocery bag for $8, two bags for
$15. $15, right.
Great deal.
And people do fill them to the top, but that's okay with us.
All right, so here are the dates and times again. Friday, September 6th, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the early buyers and the dealers.
Right.
What does that mean, dealers?
Well, that means we charge an admission. From 8 to 10 in the morning, they have to pay $15 to get in because they're getting the first choice of the best
so
books.
So they're looking to see maybe some rare editions or something
exactly.
that kind of slipped by.
And a lot of the more recent books. We do get a lot of people who will read a book that's been published, you know, in 2018, 2017, and the dealers like to grab those because mm-hmm. they can then sell them for like double of what we charge.
Wow. And can anyone, do you have to have like an official dealer?
If you pay your $15,
you're in.
Can come in.
Okay. So even someone else who kind of just noodles around.
Yeah, exactly. We do have some local people who come and pay that $15 every year to get first choice.
Wow. And then it opens up to the general public free admission 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Correct.
Friday, September 6th. Saturday, September 7th is half off Saturday. All books half price.
All books are half price.
Again, the hours are 10 to 8, free admission. And then Sunday, as we mentioned, September 8th. Grocery bag day, and it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Correct.
Free admission, but then again, fill grocery bag for $8, two bags for $15. Generally, how much are these books, and how do you price them?
We price them, the paperback books tend to be $1. Hardback books tend to be $3. Recent editions, so they're newer books, are between $6 and $7. And then we do have, like you said, special books that might be first editions. Those are $10 and up, depending on their price. We have a wonderful crew of ladies who look online as we get donations to see what books are selling, and then we price them accordingly.
Ever tempted to just go ahead and try to sell those yourselves online for the...
We do. We do. Okay. Yes. We take some things are so expensive that it's worth it to us to spend the time to put them online.
And again, all that money through the AAUW going to help out women and their education, empowering women since 1881. So the national organization goes back to 1881.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
The Ann Arbor chapter, 1902. The state chapter, 1922. Right. And really going strong. And how much money again?
$750,000 in the last 60 years. 66 years.
66 years of doing the book sale. This marks the 67th. What do you think the future holds for women when you look at equity and issues pertaining to education?
So it's really important that these types of organizations stay around and remain strong to support women. There's always going to be that opportunity for whether it's legal help, whether it's education help, whether it's equity out in the world, pay and otherwise. So to really have the opportunity to continue the growth and the membership is very important. And it's very important to us as women to support our peers and our daughters and our mothers and, you know, so on through the generations.
Well, and we have such a wonderful local, which I even benefited from. At the time in the 70s, it was called the Center for Continuing Education for Women.
Yeah, the CEW.
Now it's just the CEW, and we give them a grant, I think, of $5,000 at the when we have the money from the book sale. And I was a cook at the Women's City Club and became a nurse because of their job training.
Really?
And, yes.
Oh, so it's a marvelous connection.
It's to my heart.
Yeah. And I do want to say that when it comes to equity, I think it's really important, at women, men, to really understand, though, we need to be looking at apples and apples. And
absolutely.
You cannot compare. It's very easy to fall into that trap, I think, and just saying, here's a woman, here's a man, and they're not making equal money. Mm-hmm. Well, why is that? How much experience? How did this all come about?
Exactly.
And I think we have to be very careful when we're talking about equity studies and equity in general. And you can't just say, people all deserve to have the same pay.
No, absolutely. There's various criteria that goes into it. But if you're looking at, you know, equal education, equal experience, you know, why would there be a differential in pay? Also, if I might, Lucy, for those who are interested in learning more about the AAUW and our wonderful Ann Arbor branch, we have an open house coming up on September 18th. And it is held at the Ann Arbor City Club. It is open. We have all of our interest groups, all 29 interest groups represented, board members there to ask questions of, the opportunity to actually sign up and become a part of our wonderful group.
Do you always meet at the Ann Arbor City Club?
We most 95% of the time, yes.
They have a great relationship with nonprofits like yours to offer their space there. So that's
absolutely
really nice. Again, September 18th?
September 18th.
September 18th, what time?
And that is at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So we go from 7 to, I believe, 8:30-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On September 18th, 7 p.m., Ann Arbor City Club, and you can get a chance to see what it's all about, the AAUW. American Association of University Women. And wonderful talking with the president-elect Monica Goba and the book sale chair Kathleen Kubis. We have a great example of a young person. And if you're really smart, by the way, if you really want to make sure you're making the top dollar you're supposed to be, go into your own business.
Absolutely.
And in the fifth grade, 10-year-old Marlo Goba, she's Monica's daughter. She's going to be starting school next week. But she has her own business. What do you do, Marlo?
I make dog treats, organic dog treats.
And what is the name of your business?
Twilight Bark Organic Dog Treats.
Yet you don't have a dog.
No, I don't.
It's in the works.
She looked at Mom on that one. How did you come up with this idea to make organic dog treats?
Well, I've always loved dogs, and I once made dog treats with my mom, and I just love doing it.
And have you sold them to friends and family? How do you do this?
Not yet. We got as far as the dogs loving them, the owners appreciating the naturalness and the organic portion of it, the healthiness.
I make peanut butter, sweet potato.
Carrot. I believe the other one was carrot apple.
Carrot apple. Yeah.
Wow. And the dogs love it. See, you're smart. You give it away for free. You get them hooked on it. And then, of course, they're going to want to buy
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So what's your business plan? Where are you going to take it from here?
I would hope to take it and start selling them. And once I actually get some money, then I think I'm probably going to donate some to our local Humane Society.
Oh, what a great idea. So very noble as well. She's learning from the best here. I am very impressed with you. Congratulations. Did you just start this year?
The concept was started last year, and this year we moved forward as far as the marketing goes and exactly what the product would be.
Excellent. Well, I'll be one of your first customers. Bo the Bichon would like to try that out. He likes little treats, though. He doesn't like the big bones. So make some different sizes.
I make a lot of different sizes, and we are working on, or it's in the works of making little bags of dog treats.
Excellent. Well, will you let me know when you're ready to go,
and
I'll purchase. Have you priced it out yet? Do you know what you want to charge? Got to make sure your costs are covered and you're making some money now.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're looking at the packaging. Yeah. We're looking at the product. So it all comes into basis,
What
right?
a valuable lesson you're teaching your daughter. Fifth grade, 10 years
old. Fifth grade.
Old.
There we go.
Excellent business. You might be able to fund your own college.
You never know.
You never know. And if not, go for one of the scholarships from the AAUW.
Most definitely.
So nice meeting you, Marlo. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you for talking with me.
And it's called Twilight
Bark Organic Dog Treats.
And where did you get that name from?
Well, I've always loved French Bulldogs, and so we were thinking of making a logo being Galaxy and then a French Bulldog.
Cute.
And so that's how I came up with Twilight Bark Organic
Dog
Treats.
What are you going to call your dog when you get it?
Cookie.
Cookie.
I love it.
That goes perfect with your company, right?
It does.
Great talking with all of you. Thank you so much.
You're
She's a wonderful
welcome.
Young
thank
lady.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You.
Yes, thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
10-year-old Marlo and her mom, Monica Goba. Her mom is president-elect of the American Association of University Women, the Ann Arbor chapter, and Kathy Kubis, the book sale. Child, don't forget, use book sale coming up September 6th through 8th at Washtenaw Community College in the Morris Lawrence Building. For more information, you can go online, annarbor-mi.aauw.net. That's annarbor-mi.aauw.net. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.